want a break from the ants?
Hello, good morning, or afternoon, depends whenever you're hearing this. My name is Andy Castro, and I'm here with my special guest, Mark.
Hello.
And our other special guest, Mr. Predator. In this podcast, we will be talking about a lot of blood.
Today, we are going to talk about a misconception that blood is sometimes blue.
Yes, we will be talking about the misconception and where it came from and how we're going to disprove it.
There are many things in this universe that cannot be solved by science. Whether it's origins or certain creatures or the curiosities of the universe, one thing we know for sure is the color of blood. But why do people still get it confused?
So, as we all know, our blood is red. But why is our blood red, you may ask? I have the answer for that. The protein in our blood is called hemoglobin, and it's made up of subunits called hemes, and this is where the blood gets its red color. But just like humans, animals, insects, everything has blood, right? There's different types of colors of blood, and one is blue. And blue blood comes from the horseshoe crab. But why is the blood blue, you may ask? Because unlike us, horseshoe crabs don't have hemoglobin, they have hemoclysin. And what is hemoclysin? Well, it's pretty much the same thing as hemoglobin, where it transfers oxygen to the cells and all that. But instead of iron, it's copper. Yeah, that's really weird. I didn't even know that. But horseshoe crabs have blue blood. And it's actually used for a lot of medical benefits, unlike ours, but in this podcast, we will be talking more about that.
Why do people think blood is blue? Is it because their veins look blue due to the light reflection? Or because they know that certain animals, like the horseshoe crab, have protein that has copper instead of iron? But we have also found something that could solve this myth. Back around the 8th century, the people of England believed that descendants of royal nobility would have blue blood because of their pale skin, which makes their blood vessels show more. The funny thing is, England didn't even come up with the name blue blood, but it was actually Spain, because it was a large part of England back then, so maybe that's when people started to believe that us humans had blue blood.
So on that note, remember, the differences in our blood are way different than the ones in animals' blood. Just like the horseshoe crab has hemoclysin, we have hemoglobin. And like we said before, that while they both carry oxygen to the blood, one of the biggest differences that they have is that one is made out of copper, the other is made out of iron. But there's also many other different characteristics between the two. Just like how hemoglobin does better in oxygen-rich environments, and hemoclysin does better in colder environments. Also, hemoglobin is connected to the red blood cell, while hemoclysin floats free in the blood. What about you, Mr. Predator? How does your blood do? Okay, I'm guessing he doesn't want to talk, so.
Just remember that our blood is red due to from the subunits of hemoglobin, and animals like the horseshoe crab have hemoclysin, and that blood looks blue due to the light reflection.
Okay, so we would just like to thank everyone for listening to our podcast, and then thank Mr. Predator for being here so early in the morning. Okay, I'm sorry. You're the one that came, okay?
app now to watch a short video, you'll receive 30 minutes of ad-free music.